Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We're keeping an eye on the radar this morning.
We are because by this time tomorrow, we might be getting drenched.
Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff joins us now with more on this. Danny, when is it going to hit?
Well, we got two waves. One comes through tonight after 9 o'clock north of Interstate 30, so Dallas-Fort Worth and ports north to the Red River. That's where flood watches are in effect. Red River County's in Oklahoma. Second wave looks to come through tomorrow afternoon into the evening hours and sometime between 3 p.m. and 9 p.m. So threes and nines are pretty popular with all modes of severe weather possible tomorrow. Hail and wind between 9 and 3 this evening. I've got a lot more coming up on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Today is the last day of early voting in city and school district municipal elections. So are people turning out?
Dallas County Judge Clay Lewis Jenkins wants higher voter turnout in these municipal elections. He voted early this week and wants voters to know these are the elections where you can voice what kind of quality you want for your neighborhood.
How safe you are, how good the education is, how good the workforce is. Very important. And yet a lot of people skip these elections, these important local nonpartisan elections.
For those not participating in early voting, you can always show up on election day itself. That is this Saturday, May 3rd. In Dallas, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm Russell Scott.
Voting is very, very important. And I always come and vote.
That's the sentiment of a lot of voters I ran into. On the ballot, all Dallas City Council seats, four to be filled by new people. Fort Worth voters will cast ballots for Mayor Maddie Parker seeking a third term, but five are challenging her. Nine school districts across the Metroplex have bond packages on the ballot. Together, those bonds total almost $5 billion. Early voting ends at 7 o'clock tonight. From the 24-hour news center, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Stars now 1-1 away from advancing to the Western semis. Down in Colorado 6-2 last night in Game 5 of their first round series. They're up 3-2 now. The offense showing up, and so did Jake Ottinger in goal.
Shoots, glove save, Ottinger. Centering pass, put on net, and Ottinger with a stick save. Save made by Ottinger. Blocker save made by Ottinger.
Calls on ESPN. Home ice made quite a difference.
I'm Kurt Lewis outside American Airlines Center in Dallas, where fans shook the rafters as the Stars dominated the Avalanche last night. After watching his team get humbled in Game 4 Saturday, Pete DeBoer was expecting his players to come out full bore for Game 5.
I trust our group. You know, we've been on some long playoff runs and some battles with a lot of guys in that room. And I know the character in that room, and I knew we would respond.
Now up 3-2, Stars go back to Denver for a potentially clinching Game 6 Thursday night. At American Airlines Center in Dallas, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The PGA Tour comes back to North Texas this week.
The CJ Cup Byron Nelson Golf Tournament runs May 1st through May 4th at TPC Craig Ranch in McKinney. That's been the home of the tournament since 2021. About 40,000 people attend each day, and organizers estimate it has a $55 million impact on the local economy and supports more than 270 jobs. From the 24-hour news center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
After months of searching, a nonprofit is concluding. It searched for the body of a missing 8-year-old girl.
8-year-old Clara Robinson has been missing since her family's SUV hydroplaned on Christmas Eve during a very rainy evening in Sherman. Four of the six family members were rescued from a drainage ditch the SUV slammed into. Will Robinson, Clara's father, died while trying to save his two daughters. His body was found 2.5 miles downstream. Clara's body was swept away by those same floodwaters. EquiSearch initially searched on land, but called that off in February. Since then, efforts have been focused underwater. The group says they made the gut-wrenching decision to end operations after one final search over the weekend. Local dive partners will now continue to look on their own time. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin, York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
So heartbreaking. I mean, the only thing worse than losing a child would be losing a child and not being able to find their body. It's just absolutely heartbreaking for that poor, poor family.
Fort Worth school district officials began a series of community meetings. One was last night. They're discussing closing more than a dozen schools.
Fort Worth ISD is moving forward with its plan to close campuses after a $17 million budget shortfall this year and falling $45 million in the red last school year.
We need them working with students.
The superintendent tells us in their latest plan, Fort Worth ISD is recommending between 10 and 17 campuses to close over the next 5 years.
That's NBC5's Keenan Willard reporting.
It is 7:23, and today marks 100 days of President Trump's new term. CBS News polling shows he's losing some support on his signature issues. 42% now supporting his economic practices currently, including the tariffs, down from 51% last month. President Trump's tariffs have been controversial.
The tariffs are already showing up in the form of higher prices at Oasis Fresh Foods Market in Southern Maryland.
We have starting to see some prices go up. Particularly on fresh fruit.
Mark and Marilyn Steele opened this grocery store just 6 months ago in what used to be a food desert. Their customers now depend on them for access to fresh food.
We're the front line of it. The margins are thin, and the only place to go is towards the customer.
That's Weisha Zhang. Meanwhile, you can hear the Cuomo Town Hall the first 100 days from News Nation tomorrow night at 7 p.m. live here on News Radio 1080 KRLD. The town hall features President Trump. It's moderated by Chris Cuomo, along with commentators Stephen A. Smith and Bill O'Reilly. And you can hear it live right here on News Radio 1080 KRLD or in the Odyssey app.
And John, here's your tale of the tape. For the first 100 days, President Trump has signed 142 executive orders in 100 days. This as the Congress in that same time period has passed 5 laws, one of which is to keep the government funded. Another, the TikTok ban, has been completely ignored. Congress has not been doing near as much, it seems, as the president, or the president has usurped Congress's power. It depends on which perspective you choose to look at that from. News Radio 1080 KRLD, the station in DFW for market and business updates. Our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
Well, and we're probably going to find out later on today that the president has pivoted again on a tariff. He is evidently going to ease the auto and auto parts tariffs, and at least the impact that it's felt on U.S. car makers. It should help, probably will help Ford a lot, probably will help Tesla, maybe not so much on GM and Stellantis. But the idea is that finished foreign-made cars won't be charged other levies, such as those on steel and aluminum. And we're already beginning to get a little bit of lift out of those stocks. That should be announced later on today. But the tariff news is just continuing. UPS out with earnings today. Earnings actually a little bit better than expected. Revenues beat, but they're not providing guidance because of macro uncertainty. Read that, tariffs. And they also say they're going to cut 20,000 jobs or 4% of their workforce. Also got to close 73 buildings because of the drop-off in business, in particular from Amazon. And Amazon, well, there's a story out today on Punchbowl that Amazon is going to start running a little sidebar next to items, and they're going to display the impact of tariffs to the net total price of new goods that are purchased. The Dow Industrials Average looks up 134 points today. Good earnings out of a new Dow component, Sherwin-Williams. That stock's up $11 a share. So there's about 70 points right there. Honeywell is also reporting pretty good numbers. Razor guidance, see minimal impact from tariffs. That stock's up $8. So there's another 50 points or so. And Coca-Cola out with numbers that were better than expected. It's trading slightly higher. So the Dow looks up 134, but the NASDAQ NASDAQ down 52, the S&P down 7. Crude's lower by $1.06, $60.99. Gold's backing off again, down $29 even at 33.1870. And interest rates are going back up a little bit. The 10-year at 4.23%. Right now, the Dow looks up 125. The other averages slightly lower. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A national magazine honoring Texas for its business-friendly climate.
Chief Executive Magazine has named Texas as the best state for business. It is the 21st year in a row that the state received that designation from the magazine. Based on a survey of the nation's leading CEOs, they factor in the business climate, workforce, and quality of life. Governor Greg Abbott says Texas offers businesses the freedom to succeed. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Management of the Alamo may be changing hands.
The Shrine of Texas Liberty is currently controlled by the General Land Office. State Senator Donna Campbell wants it moved to a newly created Alamo Commission.
To preserve and protect and give oversight of the Alamo.
That commission would be made up of the governor, lieutenant governor, a House speaker, and two appointees. Surprisingly, the city of San Antonio would not get a seat. Lawmakers gave the GLO power over the Alamo in 2011, taking it away from the Daughters of the Republic of Texas. From the 24-Hour News Center, I'm Michael Board, News Radio 1080. KRLD.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.